Welcome to the I Am Basketball Podcast, the Pick and Troll Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Harper. Matt Moore, as Tara Reid says, just landed in LAX and it looks like United lost my bag. Great. And then she gave a frowny winky face, which is all kinds of mixed signals. How's it going?
Does anyone wink while they're frowning?
I just tried and I felt like I had Bell's palsy.
I mean, I'm winking constantly. That's because I have pink eye, so.
Oof. At least it's not good. At least it's not in both eyes.
It is in both eyes! It's in both eyes! So awful. Never have children, ever. Don't ever have kids. Nothing but breeders of disease.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I am? I'm a breeder of awesomeness. Do you know what my picks record was over the weekend?
I would guess better than 2-11.
I came back strong. It was amazing. 8-4 on Friday. I went 6-1 on Saturday and 4-2 last night. I'm back above 500, baby.
Look at you.
Yeah, I was on fire from Friday through Sunday. I was a madman. Nailed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
This
needed some help. I needed some stuff like Josh Smith stealing the inbounds when the Celtics were inbounding down 8. But still.
Does this mean your heat check is going to be taking the Sixers to cover against the Warriors?
I almost did. You know, I rode them versus Chicago, and that worked out. And I've been using the Suns, too. The Suns, Magic, and Sixers right now are my sneaky, like, you know, if they're within range, the Warriors, I think, are just a little too good, and the line's only 7.
Right.
So I went ahead and pushed that one back, but I'm like, well, okay, the Magic has to end sometime. But even then, I didn't feel good about it. Even then, I was like, man, I don't know. 7's a lot. Like, this Sixers team doesn't die at home.
Yeah, I guess that's the first thing we should talk about is the Sixers team. All right, what's funnier is I predict them for 9 wins. Everybody predicts them for like 16 or 17 wins, right?
Yep.
Or lower. I predict 9 because what the hell? They look like they suck. And I still actually think there's a decent chance. And now all of a sudden people are like, oh, your Sixers prediction doesn't look so good. I didn't hear a single peep before the season started about my Sixers prediction.
Whose Sixers prediction looks good right now?
Yeah.
Except for wages of wins. Like, it's just wages of wins.
Like, if you didn't give me crap about it before the season started, I don't want to hear it after a fluke 3-0 start. Now, they're playing fantastic basketball, but I just feel like, one, all this is doing is enhancing the likelihood that Evan Turner and Thaddeus Young get traded by January. And two, I just don't feel like anybody's taking them seriously yet, which is the exact opposite of the conversation we were having after the Wolves Magic game, where I didn't want to take any credit away from the Magic. I'll give the credit to the Sixers, but I do also feel like they're living in a world where people just assume they're going to roll over them because look at the roster.
Yeah. I mean, here's part of it. So the Heat were – I think the Heat were on a back-to-back, right?
Yes.
Back-to-back road game, and Miami basically – beat the hell out of the Bulls and then was like, okay, we're good for a while. Like, we made our point. Let's circle back in January.
Right.
And then we'll start. And the Bulls are kind of a mess right now.
It's Derrick Rose has been awful.
Yeah, I'm trying not to talk about it just because I'm trying to be very fair to what he's facing in terms of it's been a long time, so there's a lot of rust, I guess, to get off. The turnovers are very bad. He's got a 20% turnover rate. It's kind of funny. I actually looked at guards with usage rates above a certain percentage, and it's basically him and Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry somehow managed to be worse than Derrick Rose just based off of the Clippers game.
Yeah, that one really destroyed him.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, bad, like, there, it's not just turnovers, it's like turnovers at the worst time too.
That's the thing, like, is that I wrote about this after the I wrote about it to preview the Knicks Bulls game, and then after the game winner, it's like he just has no spatial awareness. And I get that that's like he's got to get the rust off on all this, and he's got to get back acclimated to the speed of the game or whatever. And I don't think it's going to be a long-term problem. I'd be shocked if we're talking about this in 2 weeks, but it's just a thing where he dribbles into traffic and he dribbles into help defenders, and I'm just watching going, what do you see right now? Because he didn't used to see these things.
There was one play against the Sixers where he did like the jump stop, the sideways, like dribble left, then cross back over and try and jump stop in between them while going towards the basket on the baseline. And you could tell that in his mind it was, my injury can't limit me. Like, I'm going to push past this. And you want to be like, Derek, the problem isn't your injury. The problem is physics.
Right.
Like, you can't move between matter. That this doesn't work like that unless, you know, you're not a mutant. You're not able to phase through them. They're still there. No one can fit through that gap. This isn't about your explosiveness. It's okay. Like, the other thing is, I'm like, he worked so much on his range, and I feel like he's still really trying to get to the basket constantly.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. Like, it's kind of funny because we want guys to either take three-pointers or get to the basket, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what he's doing, essentially. And except it doesn't look good. So it's I mean, I feel kind of hypocritical criticizing for it, but there are parts where I'm like, just pull up for that foul line jumper. Just do it and see what happens. And on that game winner against the Knicks, it was perfect because he dribbled, he brought a second defender over, and he didn't like try to go into them. Like, he just stopped, rose up and pushed the floater. And that was like that was a Derrick Rose shot, you know? And, like, there was complete balance, there was separation, and he's just not getting separation. And to speak to your point about moving through matter, he tried to split a double team on the baseline against the Heat in the first game, where he just like ran right into Chris Anderson. It's like, yeah. You do see that there's a 6'11 person in front of you, right?
Yeah. So they look and then beyond Rose, the defense looks really shaky to me.
I've got to wonder how much of that is Noah just looking, because Noah doesn't look that good. Like, he's just not moving that well.
See, and I think he's fine because he's at least disciplined. This is my thing is, yeah. He and Boozer are the only two players on that team that I see playing disciplined defense, which is bizarre for a Thibodeau team. B, Carlos Boozer is your disciplined guy. What? But, like, Jimmy Butler is just, like, freelancing and doing whatever. He's just like, I'm just going to go. I think he's going way too Tony Allen. I want to be like, no, you don't need to do that. Like, it's okay. Dang, I feel like, has just been a little slow. I wonder if it's, I don't know if it's injury or what. But he's just been – he's looked a little off.
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
And the guards are just they're just a mess.
The bench looks terrible.
The bench does look – Dunleavy, what the hell is wrong with Mike Dunleavy Jr.?
Yeah, I mean, I'm – I kind of feel like this is what we talked about with the Lakers last year, although I don't expect it to be like this. But where we were just like, it's going to be fine, but my goodness, right now.
Right?
It does. I'm having flashbacks to a year ago, but I do – I think everyone will be fine on that team. I think Dunleavy will find a way to fit in, but it is weird to see him look like he has no idea what to do out there.
I mean, and we're gonna have to start. We have to every year. We kind of have to teach people about how to react to stuff, because there's two sides that people take. It's the internet goes a little bit far. The casual fan goes too far the first way, which is, holy crap, the Bulls look terrible. What's wrong with them? Is this disaster? Oh my gosh. And then, like, the internet fan winds up going way too far and being like, they're fine. There's no point even talking about it. And it's like, well, no, I can talk about how they're bad now while not being like, they are screwed.
Right.
There's a difference. I'm saying they're not good right now because they're not good right now. If you ask me, well, how will they be in 3 months? I'm still going to say they'll probably be good. They'll probably be really good. They'll probably be where we thought they were. But right now, they haven't shot out of the gate, and there are teams that have. Like, the Pacers look awesome right now.
Yeah, the Pacers look fantastic.
Paul George looks so much better.
My God.
He looks so good.
I'm starting to buy into the superstar thing now. And I know there will be something like, oh, we tried to tell you. No, you guessed. You guessed the potential that's coming through. Like, he's actually showing it.
Yeah.
I mean, he just looks damn impressive. I still want him to be a little bit better in the way he attacks off the dribble, but his decision making is fantastic.
What I've loved is they're running sets for him where he gets the ball at the top of the key, and you can tell the defenders are like, okay, guard against the drive, watch out for the pick and roll, and they're overthinking it, and so they're just slowly backing off of him while they're overthinking it, and right. He's just rising up and firing.
Yeah, that jumper looks smooth. He's just doing a little bit of everything too.
Yeah. But getting back to the Sixers, so the Bulls don't look good, the Heat are in coast mode, and the Wizards are a train wreck.
Oh, those Wizards. Oh, they do this to me every year. Not every year. Last 2 years.
No, this is the year. No, look, they got a good roster, right? Like, they're going to be good. And, oh, my God. Adam McGinnis of Bullets Forever and – or no.
Truth About It.
Sorry. He said last night, he's like, trying to find things that are positive about the Wizards. Nope. Just, nope. Don't got anything. Nothing to see here. And then now the words come out last night that Nene is hurt and is going to have an MRI.
Yeah. It's just like, it's never good when they just say, yeah, he's got leg pain from his calf to his Achilles. It's like, what? That's not, no, give me an injury. leg pain isn't just like the injury. There's got to be something more.
He's got pain generally. It was like Thibodeau the other day where they asked him what was wrong with Rose and he said his body.
Right. I just imagine the Chris Farley and Tommy Boy after he got hit with the 2x4. He's like, it's not so much here or here, but it's right in here.
Yeah, exactly. I just think I'm disappointed that Beal's struggling. I really wanted him to get off to a hot start.
Yeah.
It's disappointing to see him struggling again, just having problems knocking shots down, and they don't look Morch and Gortat has been kind of their bright spot, and then if you want to have some fun, go look at the sport view data on percentage attempts at the rim versus Morch and Gortat.
Pretty good.
Not a steel curtain, let's say. See, because he's Polish.
Oh.
You like what I did there?
I see what you did there. I didn't like it, but I see it. I respect it.
I recognize what you did.
I recognize you did something.
The Sixers did get a little bit of a break in terms of schedule, which is weird to say because they faced the Heat and the Bulls. But you do think that eventually they will, and part of it, I do love, though, that everyone's like, wow, they're like playing for pride, and it's like, well, Michael Carter-Williams is playing for pride, and he's playing awesome, and Tony Roten's playing for pride, and he's playing awesome.
Yeah.
And Spencer Hawes and Evan Turner are basically on Survivor.
They're trying to
get off the island.
They're trying to get the hell out.
This is like what's the Ray Liotta movie where he was trapped on the island?
Oh.
You remember this?
No, I don't remember this at all. Is it?
Oh my God, have you not seen this movie and live tweeted it?
Well, is it Fat Ray Liotta or is it regular Ray Liotta? Because
It's regular Ray Liotta, not tequila commercial.
Yeah, I'm lukewarm on regular Ray Liotta. I love Fat Ray Liotta.
This is great television right now. Television podcast.
Wow. I was going to edit it out. But
I have pink eye. Shut up.
I was going to edit it out, but now I'm going to leave that in. This would only be better if I started eating chips.
No Escape. That's what it was.
No Escape.
Okay, it's got Ray Liotta, Lance Henriksen, and a bunch of other people that you don't know, and Ernie Hudson's in it.
Yes. Okay, now I remember this.
Yeah, and he's like a Marine, and
yes,
he gets served in life imprisonment,
yep,
and he's put on an island in Australia.
All coming back to me. It's kind of like Double Team? Double Team? Yeah, that's the one with Rodman. It's a little bit like
anyway,
that.
Evan Turner is Ray Liotta just trying to get off the island. That's
sure.
All he's trying to do.
Sure.
I do love it the other night in the final possession versus the Sixers, that they were up one and they ended up clinching it with a three. Or not clinching it, but making a bucket to make it 3 points. Turner gets it. They push the ball up ahead because that's all they're doing is like just go as fast as you can. Turner gets it and then slows it down. And I was like, uh-oh, here we go. Evan Turner isolation. And then he gives the ball to Michael Carter-Williams. He's like, go ahead.
Yeah.
I was like, look at you, Evan Turner. And MCW ran a really great pick and roll behind the back pass to Hawes, who pump faked Joakim Noah out of his shorts and then nailed the pull up jumper. It was amazing.
I have questions about Michael Carter Williams for you.
Okay.
What is he? Like, is he good?
Awesome. That's what he is.
But how could you look so bad in the meaningless games, like summer league, preseason? Like, he didn't look like anything, right? Am I remembering this wrong?
Maybe. Well, okay, let's run through some scenarios. So he's either just having a hot streak and going to be figured out pretty soon, and that's definitely likely.
Okay.
He steps up when called upon, which there are guys that they don't operate well in low-pressure situations, but
absolutely,
when they're actually geared up,
absolutely,
they just clip.
Yeah, that might be it with him.
He's having matchup advantages because nobody's paying attention to him.
True.
Or he's legitimately good.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not trying to say he's not good. I'm not trying to say he's just like.
But it's kind of weird for him to come out of nowhere.
Right. Like I honestly don't know what to make of him. I love the way he's playing.
I mean, this is less surprising than Jeremy Lin, right?
Yes. Yeah, because Jeremy Lin, nobody even thought he was an NBA player. Like, you understood Michael Carter Williams getting a first-round lottery selection.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think there's a chance he's good. I think that no matter what, it's been really fun watching him. Watching him just absolutely tear through guys defensively and push it, and he's playing with confidence and making the right decision. It's cool to see. It's been so much fun. That's my favorite power rankings today. They're number one in power rankings, and I don't give a damn. Because...
Good God, Marcin Gortat. I just looked up those numbers. 71% at the rim.
And he's their bright spot.
My God.
Not a great start for them Wizards.
I mean, not fair to compare the two, but Roy Hibbert, 22%.
Yeah, Roy's pretty good.
Roy's all right. Hey, look at Brook Lopez, 26%.
Yeah, again, we talked about this last week. Brook Lopez is the best player on the Brooklyn Nets. Okay, can we talk about the Nets for a minute? I am not impressed at all with that win on Friday. At all.
Yeah.
This team is not impressed a damn thing.
They've looked really bad.
They got whooped by the Magic.
I don't know if they look bad, like bad basketball, or if they look bad because of what expectations were going in.
Yeah, that's true. They looked fine.
Yeah.
They look very mediocre right now.
Right.
Which I thought they would just come out all shots firing and be like dominating and hooping and hollering and get right in their mouths and it'd be all happy time, and instead. Like Oladipo just absolutely punked Deron Williams yesterday.
They were better before Jason Kidd came back from his suspension.
A little bit. I mean, they lost to the Cavs on opening night, which it's home opener, so I was like, all right, I'll throw that one out. Like, that's fine. And then they beat the Heat, and so it was supposed to be like, oh well, yeah, but they beat the Heat and they lost in the Cavs home opener. But that Heat win felt very much like Miami just being like, just know whenever we want to, we're gonna make this a game.
Right.
We built too much of a hole, but next time, just be aware. This felt an awful lot like those Knicks games that happened.
Deron Williams looks bad. KG is back to being retired.
Nikola Vucevic just manhandled him on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Just manhandled him. Like, Brook Lopez had problems with Vucevic. Kevin Garnett was like, he was part of him, like, I could tell he wasn't even trying because he was like, I'm just getting my ass kicked.
Yeah. Yeah, the. Kirilenko doesn't really look like he's fitting in.
No.
Like, he's just kind of an afterthought, which is fine, I guess, but...
And again, none of this is the Nets are bad and they're going to miss the playoffs.
No, it's just what we've seen so far.
Yeah, just they don't look good. Versus, and you say, well, who has? The Minnesota Timberwolves look great.
Holy hell. I was not crazy about the first win because they let a Magic team stick around and take the lead that they should have put away. And then they put away a Thunder team without Russell Westbrook. Like, destroyed them. I mean, yeah. from start to finish.
Didn't put them away like, we're going to put away... Like, okay, let's put away your toys now.
Right.
Like, put them away as in... I had to take the puppy behind the shed.
Right. That old toy put away. Yeah, just destroyed them. And really made Kevin Durant a non-factor, which I can't remember the last time that happened.
I can't.
And then last night they beat a Knicks team. They were destroying them for a while, and then they really just, I mean, the concentration is an issue. The bench is a bit of an issue, and the concentration is an issue because they just stop running their sets when they get a lead, and that looks bad. But they pulled through it. I mean, the Knicks cut it to two with about 5 minutes left, and then the Wolves finished the game on a 9-2 run.
Kevin Martin, Kings mode.
Kevin Martin was stupid hot last night. He was so good. And, you know, that's probably over his head because he had, 30 points on 12 shots or something like that. But he got to the free throw line. He knocked down three-pointers. I mean, this team shot 37% from three last night. That's really good for them.
You want a number?
I'd love a number.
The Minnesota Timberwolves have your eighth best defensive efficiency in the NBA right now.
Wow.
They are eighth. They are. This is the better part. They are eighth in offense and eighth in defense. They are exactly balanced.
Yeah, I mean they've, and funny part about that is some of those numbers are skewed because it's such a small sample size, because they put their third unit in for pretty much the entire fourth quarter against the Thunder, and couldn't score.
Yep.
Couldn't score and couldn't really defend, so that actually screwed up. Like, they're probably better than that, just based on the first week. The starting lineup for the Wolves has played 67 minutes in three games, and they're like a plus 16.3 per 100 possessions. They are playing well.
So I gotta go in the next 10 minutes because I gotta go try and get some medicine for my eye. But let's do three East teams. You say three East teams that look good and bad, and I'll do three West teams that look good and bad.
Okay, three East teams that look good. I'm actually going to commend the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah!
They look pretty decent. I don't think it holds, but I like what I see so far.
They're playing so well. They're passing, man!
Yeah, they're passing, which is cool. Josh Smith had a great first game, and then he had two very Josh Smith games. Brandon Jennings looked all right last night. He came off the bench in his game back, and he looked... I actually like the way he played. He seemed pretty controlled. Greg Monroe and Andre Drummond have just been fun. Just really fun. I love that combination. I actually hope they don't trade Monroe. For a while I was thinking, oh, trade Monroe, get yourself a star wing, No, keep them together. Those guys are fun.
Monroe's beasting. I love that kid.
Yeah, he looks great. I actually like a lot of what I saw out of the Hawks.
Really?
Yeah. I think the potential's there.
I'm frustrated as hell with them. I am frustrated. They should not be 1-2. They should not. Maybe not 3-0. Their defense is a question mark.
Yeah, the defense is a question mark. I think they'll be fine though. I like the way they've kind of they did some really good things in the second half against the Lakers last night. And
yeah, they lost the Lakers. That Lakers team sucks.
They're scrappy. They're scrappy.
It sucks.
No, they don't suck. That's a team where I wrote this after the first game. I really believe that's a team where they will click enough nights to make you think, okay, this team isn't that bad. I really do think that. So I'll say I don't mind what I saw of the Hawks. And then, God, the Knicks look bad.
I'm not saying anything.
They just need
to get your back.
I'll just say this. They look bad when Andrea Bargnani is out there. He does not fit with what they want to do right now. I think they could work it in to make it look less bad, but I don't want to say better, but I do want to say less bad. But they suck when he's on the floor. They're like a minus 25 or something like that when he's on the floor.
It's really bad.
Yeah. Give me your West teams.
The West teams? Real quick, three West teams that I have liked have been – I love the Blazers right now. I saw them – they bounced back from that Suns win. Basically, I talked to
– Jesus, Damian Lillard is killing people.
Just murdering. It's not – and it's better than last year. He's got genuine control of that offense. I talked to Terry Stotts about him after the game on Thursday, and he said that that's something that he really focused on – or Friday night. He said he really focused and committed on that over the offseason, was he really wanted to get better at running it. And you could see that he's just taking a huge step forward. And Nicholas Batum said the same thing, that he's got such a better control of the offense now and how to make it. He's always making the right play. He's shooting still a crazy percentage. He's just destroying people. LaMarcus Aldridge is unstoppable.
Oh, my God. Right? His jumper is the ocean. His jumper is super wet.
And that leads me into a bad team. The Denver Nuggets are in trouble.
They look like the Suns are supposed to look.
They have no idea what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing.
Let me ask you a question. Is that simply we're missing some parts that we had last year, and we're in a new system that we don't feel comfortable with? It'll work itself out? Or is
it
just
they think.
I'm sure that's what they say and that's what they think, or is it it's lottery time.
Look, Mozzie might get the start. If that happens, JaVale's going to go in the tank. JaVale put way too much into work and time into trying to be better and still can't get minutes because Brian's pissed about I don't know what. Shaw's pissed about I don't know what. He's mad.
I mean,
stuff that's above my level of NBA understanding. He needed to be guarding LaMarcus Aldridge on that final possession, and not that final 4 minutes. He needed to be guarding him, and not Kenneth Faried and J.J. Hickson.
But what is he doing out there?
JaVale?
Yeah. He's been atrocious.
He's been okay in man. He's still struggling in help.
I believe help defense is important in the NBA these days.
Yeah, but at least he has the capacity to make a play with his athleticism. J.J. Hickson can't do that.
That's true. It's very true.
Like, Mozzie deserved to play. I get that. Mozzie has played really well and deserves to play. I don't know what's going on with the J.J. Hickson free thing. I know what's going on, but I don't think it's going to end well for anybody.
But hey, J.J. Hickson's almost averaging a double-double, so he's good.
Maybe they'll get better. Maybe they'll get better and everything will be fine. Maybe it really is just missing Wilson Chandler. They don't have a wing option. There's a lot of problems going on, but their only spurt that they've looked good was when they've gone to small ball Carl Bowl. That's the only time they've looked good.
How's Anthony Randolph look?
You've already won, man. You have to keep, like, there's nothing left for you to take from the man. Let the kid go. Good team. You talked about this last week. The Warriors look fantastic.
Oh, God. They're fun.
They look really terrific. The Grizzlies have not looked good. I am preaching patience because they had a bad schedule.
Yeah.
Home opener versus the Spurs is an automatic L. I saw that when it came out. The Pistons took them to overtime. The Pistons are playing great ball right now. Not surprised. The Mavericks, they made a comeback on them. The Mavericks won kind of comfortably. The Mavericks are playing really well right now. It's on the road. It was a back-to-back. Like, it's mostly their schedule 1 and 2. They got to fix the defense because it's really problematic right now.
How about the Mavericks?
Monte Ellis have it all, including passing. He's just – did you see that? Did you see the pass I ripped the other night?
Oh, God.
Just sick.
Silly pass.
Sickness. It was disgusting. There was pink eye all over that. That's how gross it was.
Yeah, I like. I wish people hadn't talked me out of this Mavericks team. I like what I see.
You're gonna be doing this the entire year.
I didn't know what. This is my fault because I didn't know what to feel. I felt like I knew what to feel, and then people just talked me out of it so easily. Like I gave up no resistance.
I don't like anything I see from Utah right now. All the upside potential is not there for them. They had a game that they should have closed out versus the Rockets, and they just got worked over in the third quarter. The Rockets basically said, let's just run pick and roll 15 times.
Yeah.
And the Jazz couldn't do a damn thing about it.
Gordon Hayward, the Rockets are really good.
Rockets are awfully good. They are really good on both ends right now, which is the surprising part. One team that's very much in the middle, the Pelicans. They're 1 and 2. I really feel like this team is better than it shows because they had a big blowout win to kind of get things right the other night, and I really feel like they've shown some. The Pacers loss was an acceptable one. That's a young team versus a veteran crew early on in the season. It was a home opener, so that's a bad loss, but I still feel like even pushing them and having the lead until the fourth quarter showed some really good things. The loss of the Magic was a home opener for the Magic, but that was a bad loss. Great bounce back versus the Bobcats, though. Anthony Davis is just – he's – killing everything right now.
Yeah, he's what's funny is he almost had a 5x5 last game, and I don't even feel like that does justice to how well he played.
Yeah.
Like he was everywhere. He did whatever they needed him to do, and if that jumper's fallen, I don't know what you do with him.
You want to do games real quick before I go?
Let's do it.
Your Minnesota Timberwolves are finally dogs. They're 2-point dogs on the road versus Cleveland on a back-to-back.
I like that. I don't know if they win a back-to-back on the road.
The Wolves are in my ride-em mode. I'm riding the Wolves.
This Cleveland team has looked so bad offensively, I don't think it keeps up. I think Kyrie's going to bust out with the big game. I think they'll move the ball well. I am interested to see how their interior faces the Wolves' interior, because the Wolves' interior has just been dominant in the first three games. Yep. Love is just – we're done with the whole there might be a better power forward in the NBA. Unless you want to say LeBron's a power forward, I'll accept that. Anything other than that, like, it's just not even close. He's easily the best power forward in the NBA.
And, especially if Carmelo Anthony guards him every night.
Sure. Or Bargnani. And Peck has just been really good.
He has been. Warriors are giving 7. They're on the road against your Philadelphia 76ers.
How about this? I'm riding the Sixers.
Okay. We got two different disagreements. I'm taking the Warriors. I just feel like they got a day of rest, and I don't like trying to beat the Warriors shooters. Even, you know, I think it's going to be a fast-paced game, but even then, I just, you know, at some point, there's got to be a letdown, and yeah. The Warriors are so good shooting the ball. I just can't see see them having that fire.
One thing I will say is, you know, Curry has been very sloppy with the ball, and a lot of that was the Clippers game, but he, you know, just these one-handed, like, underhand passes are, he's got to cut those out, and I could see Michael Carter-Williams, you know, pouncing on that.
Yep. The Memphis Grizzlies are 11.5-point favorites tonight versus what I think is the worst team in the league, the Boston Celtics.
11.5 is a lot of points, but they are at home. I'll take the Grizzlies. I'll lay the points.
I'm taking the Grizzlies because Memphis is going to be pissed off. They've had losses where they know that they shouldn't be losing. This is an awful, horrible, no good team. Josh Smith caught the ball last night. It was like a 6-point game. The Celtics have to get a stop. They're in mid-transition. Kelly Olynyk, he's right in front of Smith and then runs the other direction.
Quack, quack, baby.
He runs the other direction.
You can't see it right now. We should have video Skyped this because I'm flapping my arms like wings and I'm saying quack, quack.
Soft hands, baby. Soft hands. And finally, game of the night. Your Clippers are 5-point favorites versus the Houston Rockets.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
It's a dirty line.
That is a dirty line.
That's a dirty, dirty line. It's a bad line.
Can I say whore? That line's a whore.
It's a whore.
Can I say that? Yeah, we're going to find out.
Pink eye whore.
We're gonna find out if I get in trouble for that. I'll take the Rockets.
I'm taking the Rockets, too. I just don't like what I've seen enough out of the Clippers yet. And I think Houston's – you know, DeAndre's got Dwight, and that's fine. But pick and roll situations, I don't know, man. Chris Paul could have another huge night because Jeremy Lin can't guard him worth a damn, but
yeah, I really think that Beverly's out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I like the Rocket. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Rockets. It's fine. That's the problem.
I'll go Rockets because I think it'll be a close game.
Yeah. I've got the Rockets actually winning this one outright by 6. I think the Rockets wind up winning this game, but you know, it wouldn't surprise me either way. That's a dirty, dirty line.
That's going to be a fun game. That's a take your pants off and watch alone game. That's what that is. Feel free to use that in your daily picks column. Feel free to use that one for the game of the night.
Sure thing. I'll have to find a video to go with it, which will be the best part.
I've got videos.
I'm sure you do. All right, man. I got to go get rid of my pink eye.
All right, get cured. Thanks, Matt.